the charity of the week.
The thing that makes me passionate about it is seeing young people who come in, maybe are a bit nervous about things, maybe aren't the most, you know, confident, or I don't really know kind of where they fit in the world, and then seeing them leave as people who, I mean, I'm proud of, as well as, you know, the rest of the team. But they are, it's superb, and it really just makes every kind of bit of hard work worth it.
So you've seen lives turn around, really, by the sound of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's just like the flowering of a, you know, really functional, decent, good human beings who are ready to go out in the world. So it's massively rewarding, and yeah, I am passionate about it.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. So there we were, thinking we were going to try and convince more sea cadets to sign up, but actually for adults it's a really good kind of opportunity to get involved and learn stuff for yourselves as well. But speaking of the sea cadets themselves, we're joined as well by junior training officer Sally is with us today. Sally, you have experience of this through your own children.
I do. That's how I got involved with sea cadets. My son was there and I went down as a unit admin officer, so I was assisting with all the admin. And then I became stores officer, so looking after all the uniform provision to the cadets. And then we decided that we were going to bring the junior section back, which we are quite unique in the cadet forces. We're the only ones that take children from 10. All of the cadet forces are 12. And I run a junior section, which is a 10 to 12-year-old, which we come down one night a week, and it's more, even more fun-based. It's the same principles, the same seamanship skills, the same core values that we develop with the children, but in a lot more fun way. So we'll do our seamanship knot tying with red laces, and then we get to eat them afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, the juniors has been an absolute breath of fresh air for the cadets.
They are.
As well as for the staff, because they are incredibly good fun. And I will throw this in, Sally is going up to the governor's house in a week or two to get an award for her work with the juniors. Yeah. So we're very proud of her.
This is fantastic. Well done, Sally. What's the award that you're receiving?
It's the Meritorious Service.
Meritorious Service Award. Yeah.
What does that mean to you to be receiving this award?
It's just a great honour. It was a shock as well to be nominated for it. Well, yeah, because I enjoy spending time with the juniors. It's all my children are grown up, so it's like I refer to them as my children now. One of them's been with me nearly 2 years now. He's just coming towards the end of his time as a junior, and he's just been an absolute ray of sunshine to spend time with. And they're so like sponges, want to know everything and want to get involved with everything. And to even to see them the other night, one of the younger ones was teaching even younger ones how to tie a certain knot because he'd mastered it, and it's just lovely to see them develop at that age. And I've noticed a group of them have gone to high school this time, and I was expecting a bit of, oh, I don't like it, and I'm going, how is it? Oh, it's great. And I'm thinking some of that must be the confidence they're getting from being in cadets, dealing with their seniors as well, because I say they do get involved with the seniors, so they're dealing with cadets up to 17, nearly 18 from 10, and so they're not frightened by new experiences.
But then at the same time, Emma, something like this makes a lot of sense on an island to actually learn some of these skills as well, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're surrounded by, you know, the marine environment and marine careers, and, you know, we are TS Manxmen, which obviously I'm looking outside and seeing the steam packet boats and things. We're surrounded by those kind of careers. We've got Fleetwood across, you know, just across the sea from us. So, it does really, really make sense. We've got such a brilliant opportunity to spend time on the water and in the water with some really great people. So, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant experiences. Physical outdoor, getting in the fresh air, you know, just getting kids in the sea.
It's off your phones.
Yeah. We have fun and games. We learn a lot of our skills through cooking and outdoor play. And we get to get involved with a lot of the stuff the seniors do as well. When Princess Anne was over, we were there on that parade. We get involved in Tinwald Day. When the seniors are out having a sailing day, we go sailing too. We do paddle sport.
And it's not so long ago we actually took the juniors away to a boating weekend in the UK. So, you know, it's not just the seniors that do those. We do take the juniors away for these events as well. Yeah. But yeah.
So what age are the seniors then?
We will take anyone who wants to join, mm-hmm. but we will take them from 12. They don't have to be 12. It's from 12 onwards.
And do you have to already have any sort of outdoorsy kind of leanings or anything? Can you literally just come and join?
Come and join. Come and see what we do. Come and join. We've got a list of skills that we have within the cadet training plan, specialisations and proficiencies that we support the kids with. They are everything from seamanship, which isn't just tying knots and, you know.
You were teaching the other night, weren't you? And the unit, the whole of the main deck was full of cadets doing different stages of seamanship, and you could hear them all getting involved, laughing, having fun, but learning new skills.
And as they advance through the ranks, you know, they're learning to lead the younger cadets. So they're learning to lead in a safe environment where they can make mistakes, you know, try different things, be aware, and there's so much empathy, and they build lifelong friendships as well. It's fantastic.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Because it's also about being a team, I suppose, being team players, supporting each other.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, you come back to pieces of paper and things that they can take into adult life. They get just through running through the CTP, the cadet training plan, they actually get a BTEC in teamwork and personal development. They can do a level 2 BTEC as well, which, you know, is genuine qualifications that take you into real life, as well as, you know, we support the Duke of Edinburgh and all of those other things. But yeah, it's preparing them with real things that they can take away.
You don't have to get into this as a kid thinking, well, no, it's because I want to be in the Navy. It's not about that,
no,
is it?
No, my son's now an apprentice joiner on the island. My younger daughter was then a cadet as well. She managed to get off on TS Royalist, which is the flagship, and have a week's voyage on that, which was an amazing adventure for her. Both of them gained RYA qualifications through the offshore programme. And Isla has now gone away to university, and she's just settled in straight away, taken ownership of her area and her team. And the leadership skills and the confidence that she's got coming from a small island to go to a university and just be quite happy is, I put a lot down to sea cadets and that skill set.
Emma, I'm going to come to you now, because I know we mentioned in the earlier piece about, you know, volunteers and getting some more adults, you know, on board to help out with this. What would you say to someone, like, how many hours do they need to give? What would it actually involve if someone's to come on board, so to speak?
Indeed, it is on board. Yeah. And we do refer to our, you know, we refer to our unit as, you know, coming on board on nighttime. It's really about what you can do. Mm-hmm. So the pitch is absolutely around flexible volunteering. Say you can only do one night a week, come and do one night a week. Maybe it's actually you only want to support the sort of on water stuff, which is generally a summer thing. That's fine too. You know, there is some kind of standard stuff. We need to do a little bit of safeguarding training. We need to make sure that we've got, you know, those kind of skills in place, and that we're, you know, if you want to work towards teaching a certain thing, we'll support you with the training for that. But actually, it's quite, you know, you can do what you want. You can come and be as involved as you want to be.
Even if it's just making the tea and making the juice at break time for the cadets.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just sitting in as another pair of eyes when somebody's teaching. Especially as the older cadets teach the younger cadets.
Yeah.
We like to have a member of staff sat in with them just to support them. So even just doing that then means an instructional member of staff can go and teach another sort of age group.
So it's really about what you make it, how much you put in, and, you know, what you want to get out of it. And I would suggest that anybody who is even a little bit interested to come and talk to us, because you can talk to some genuinely passionate people who care a lot about the experience.
And you never know, you might end up winning an award, Sally.
Yeah, you might.
Well, Emmy, do you have an event coming up? There might be a way for other people to support you as well.
Yeah, it is. We're trying to raise a little bit of funds, but also, you know, a little bit of fun for the grown-ups as well. So we're running a Trafalgar dinner. It's based on, you know, the sort of traditional Navy Trafalgar dinners, but it is a fundraising event. There is information on our sort of Facebook page about it. It's on the 17th of October. We've got some spaces, got a few spaces left if anybody thinks they'd like to come. It's going to be raffle. It's going to be a few Navy traditions. We're going to be talking about Nelson. And it should be a good giggle.
And a good way to find out more about what you will do if someone is interested.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
Well, how then do people get in touch if they do want to either sign up to be a volunteer, or if they want their children to consider coming to you? How do they get in touch with you?
So I've mentioned sort of Facebook and the website. Our contact details are on there. So contact us through the Tis Manxman email address and we will get back to you, or, you know, contact you in whichever way is most suitable, or, you know, provide any more information you need on either the dinner or volunteering or sending your young person to spend some time with us, anything. Yeah, just get in touch with us through that email address.
Well, it's been fascinating finding out about it, and congratulations, Sally, on your well-deserved award. Will you send us a photo of you all in your finery?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be pictures on the Facebook page.
There will be pictures.
Good stuff. All the very best, and I hope the event goes really well for you as well. Do keep us posted on your future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.